Blog All right. Talk Radio.
Zero, 0137, you're live on the air. Turn me down in the back.
Oh, hi, hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Armand. Oh, wow, like I ran home because I was like, oh, he about to go live. So, mm-hmm. By the way, you look very nice. I'm digging the go accents. But, yeah, so I happened to be on Twitter last night when he first said it because I was watching it too. And I'm going to just say this because everything you said was correct, but I'm going to just put a warning out there for people. These are the type of men that you have to watch out for. I always tell women in shared spaces, if you are with your boyfriend or your husband or whatever, and he always gets very oddly uncomfortable when gay men walk in the room, that's the one you need to watch. Because
mm-hmm.
you're supposed to like women. There is no reason why you should be concerned about what this gay man is doing. There ain't enough women in here for you, or you ain't paying attention to your girl. I thought it was a very unnecessary comment. And to me, it's always weird when heterosexual men are so concerned about what gays are doing. It's some of the
yes.
weirdest rhetoric and conversation that I've ever heard in my entire life. And then for T.I. to even insert himself was also very strange, because it's like, T.I., you're talking about Lil Nas X, and you had to watch his live video. He said something about the WAP video and all of this. But wasn't your son on national TV rolling a blunt in the backyard? Like, it just doesn't make any sense to me. I was very, very offended by giving oral in the car, because I was like,
yeah.
Where did that even come from? It was like, where did that come from? And now he's online right now. The baby just made a video talking about they twisted his words. Nobody twisted your words. We heard you. Stand 10 toes down on it. You're homophobic. That's fine. But I just want the gays to now know, you know, these are the people that y'all support and pay y'all's money for to go to a show, like T.S. Branson said, and to be disrespected. It's very strange when heterosexual men are concerned about gays. It is very alarming to me. It's very weird. And like you said, they are mad because gays are now populating the space that they want to control, or they want to be ahead of. But here's newsflash: there's been gays in the rap business for a very, very long time. We all
mm-hmm.
know. We've all heard the stories. We're not stupid. So I agree with everything that you said 110%. I was never really a big fan of the baby. I'm kind of disappointed in T.I. because I listen to a lot of his music. I've always been a fan of T.I. even though I find him to be an idiot. But, yeah, like you said, it's the homophobia for me. So thanks for having me. Love
All right.
You.
Thanks, bro. Love you, too. All right. Let me
Bye.
Pull this video up real quick of what he said. Okay, so let's be very clear. The live show was streamed from beginning to end. I didn't have to be at the show. I watched from the moment before he came out till the end. There was no commercial break. There was no edit. We seen what was said. We seen how it was said. Why would you get on there and pretend like the internet twisted your words around because the blogs cropped what you said? No. Niggas seen the show. See, this is what I also think is interesting, right? Now, when the internet sees something like this, this all of a sudden you had to be at the show, right? You have to be there to see it. You don't really get the full experience of the show because you wasn't there. But before that, okay, the nigga, let me go on his page. Let me show you. Let me see. Let me go on his page. This is what I'm gonna tell you. Okay, this is what he was posting on his page. Okay. DaBaby man took over Rolling Loud this weekend. Just watched DaBaby set all Rolling Loud, and it was one of the most insane things I ever seen. DaBaby was the best Rolling Loud performance. DaBaby after Rolling Loud performance. DaBaby went to F off on Rolling Loud performance. Live show killer. Okay. So, now let me ask you this. So, you didn't have to be at the show to be able to tell that he was the live show killer. You know, it was okay for you to watch this clip. It was okay for you to see this clip and assume that he had killed the show. But it wasn't okay for you to see the clip where he said what he said, clear as day, and assume that he was being disrespectful towards people with health conditions and gay people. Okay. 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 Because you can't really get that from the five-second clip, but somehow you can get that he's the greatest performer of the night from the five-second clip. Somehow you can get that he's this live show killer from being at home, but you can't get that he's a disrespectful nigga from home. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. You can believe that if you want to. I'm not. I'm going to choose not to. I'm going to choose not to. Like what? I can choose to feel like you weren't being messy when you brought Tory Lanez out in a mascot concert and revealed him right after the Megan Thee Stallion song. Okay. I couldn't really get that from a five-second clip. Whatever. Okay. You niggas are crazy. And then them people in the comments is probably what they're eating that at. Oh, yeah, you're totally right. 9001. Okay, let's take the call. 90, is it 9002 or 9001? Because I see a 9002, but I don't see a 9001. So while I'm waiting for that, let me do 7931. 7931, you live on the air. Oh, hold on, let me get it. 7931, you live on the air.
Hey, online.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much. So my thing is, first of all, I feel like that these straight men put too much energy into things that they don't like. My man don't care about Lil Nas X. He's a straight man. He don't look his way. When he see him on TV, he don't think nothing. He just watches people moving. He don't feel nothing. He don't care. I'm starting to feel like you said, you jealous, you mad, or are you secretly in the closet? Because it's just not making sense why y'all put so much energy into things that you probably
that you don't care about.
That you don't care about and that bother you. Why do you keep putting so much energy into things like this? On top of that, why do DaBaby get to, why do people even, like you said, these females are like getting beat up by niggas because DaBaby will slap a hoe in a minute, and we know that.
Y'all
like getting beat up by niggas. Y'all like niggas to treat y'all like dirt and all of that, but these are the niggas that y'all want to listen to. I don't understand. Like, why are we even giving DaBaby this much attention? He's trash. He's clearly beating hoes up. I don't care what nobody says.
Look how he's doing Dani Leigh. Got her pregnant.
That's
and left her.
Hold on, first it was the yellow bone you wanted. Then she made that song that you probably helped her write. And then when it went bad, then you left her because you didn't want that to be attached to you. And now you done got her pregnant and ain't said or did nothing. Well, we don't know behind the scenes. But, you know, now you ain't seen with her in public ever since. Yellow bone, that's what he want. Like, what? No, but
yeah.
See, that's what you made her feel like. That's what you made her feel like. And it's them type of niggas. It's them type of niggas that have the most to say about everything else. Why don't you be quiet for a little bit?
And go worry about your baby mama that's about to have a baby. Like, she was at a whole baby shower without you.
And stop running off on your other baby mama that you keep going back to, because she's the fool, the one that you keep on going back to after every other girl that you want to go stick your little peen in. I'm starting to feel like he got some little peen energy going on, because he do too much. You want to slap hoes and you want to beat niggas up for asking for pictures and all of this stuff, baby. You're trash. You're dusty. And I just don't understand why people put so much stock into what he have to say. And then to bring up the HIV thing and all of that, I'm like, nigga, you are one of the niggas that's out here passing around HIV. You're one hopping from hoe to hoe and putting your thing in anything without condoms. You getting everybody pregnant. So you're one of the niggas that's out here passing around the HIV. Okay, yeah, gay people do it and black women get it. But you know where black women get it from? A lot of black women with this ride or die mentality sitting around waiting on a nigga like the baby. That's where a lot of black women get the HIV from, because they, oh, but he loved me. And like you said, oh, I don't want to go to work. So let me just be quiet and let him do him. Let me just be quiet and let him cheat and do him, because I don't want to go to work. I don't want to go to work. So he could cheat and do whatever. Oh, then you pop up with the A's and now you mad. Oh, but you knew he was out here doing all these extracurricular activities, though. Mm. You knew this already. You knew he was out here doing all these extracurricular activities, but you don't care because you got the Birkin and you got the Phantom and you got the money and you could get you a Chanel bag and you could pick up any LV you want and you could go in Christian Dior and you a bad B. You know, I'm bad. My nails on my fronts will be laid every 3 days, you know, because it's lifting and I got to call somebody. I could do whatever I want. Yeah, he be cheating on or whatever, girl, but I got the I got A's. Like, no,
yes.
Be quiet. You got everything.
Yes.
No, be
quiet. That's true. Baby,
so,
you got to do some things. But
I'm
like
really
what you said, but I think even more so when it comes to the Lil Nas X piece, more than it's like, I feel like these niggas are secretly gay. I think it's more when it comes to like the TIs and the babies. These men are afraid, they're threatened by the success of these type of artists, because it's like,
and
they're not
why?
Supposed to be able to be in these spaces, because Lil Nas X is going platinum every week, every day. Every time he drops, it's going number one. And it's like,
but see,
this
why don't
fruitcake
you go
nigga.
Right. Why don't you go make you some for some shock value, though? Why don't you go dance with your booty out the baby? Maybe you'll get you the same shock value. Go do it. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, why are y'all mad? Why are y'all hating? T.I., don't nobody even listen to your music no more, my guy. We don't even listen to you no more, my guy. You out here with Tiny looking like a crackhead with these starter dreads you just started on the beach wherever y'all was. Y'all out here looking like crackheads and all this and this, that, and the other. And you be out here doing extracurricular activities. And all this, your little case, you need to be quiet for they bring up some other females for your little case that you got, because it ain't over, boo. It ain't over because you got Tiny out here wanting to have all these threesomes. TT baby girl, relax. Who bitter? My man don't cheat on me, and he don't care about niggas being gay or none of that. Got a gay best friend, and he hug him and say hey and all of that. So girl, be quiet and stay in the chat and stay broke and do whatever you're doing.
Okay. Bye. Yeah, I had to look because she started reading the chat. Okay, 9001.
Hey,
what's going on?
Ooh, no.
Yeah.
There's more going on than need to go on. First of all, let me just say this. I am a straight woman. Do they call them what? Cisgendered now? Whatever.
Yeah.
It's too many names for you. I'm not trying to be offensive or anything, Armand. I have a hard time trying to figure it out sometimes. But as far as the baby, he is ignorant. He is stupid. And I think deep down inside, he might be a little bit scared, because it seems to me, in my experience, that the men that fear gay men the most are operating out of some kind of shakiness on their own sexuality. Deep down, you know, they don't want anybody to know it. But if you're okay with who you are, why I care what you do?
Well, right. I think that's why the fear comes for the music industry. Like T.I. getting it and inserting Lil Nas X, for me, that spoke volumes to what Lil Nas X has been able to do. And I think industry-wise, T.I. considers himself one of the gatekeepers of, you know, hip-hop. So I feel like they want to control this industry, and they feel like they're losing the grip, you know, of the control. And, you know, gay people for a while, we were supposed to be shut up, do hair, makeup, and be intimidated by the straight men that walked into the room. You know what I'm saying? And now that we are creating spaces, this only makes it possible for more gay people to be around. And so what that does and what that says is now, oh, my God, there's going to be more gay people than just the Lil Nas X that I'm going to have to now be in rooms with in respect. Now, all of a sudden, there's this gay agenda being pushed. There's no gay agenda. It's just, it's no different than, you know, creating spaces for women, creating spaces for other minority groups to be included in the larger conversation. That's all it is. Like, well, we are a marginalized group, and I feel like for a long time, we have not been able to be sit amongst other, you know, people. And I feel like Lil Nas X is creating those spaces for us. And I think that men are getting intimidated by that. That's just what it is.
Well, I'm just going to say this. Okay. There are gays all over everywhere anyway. I think Lil Nas X is just allowing people to live out loud in their truth. But if you, I mean, I'm not bedroom inspector because I don't want nobody putting a low jack on me. But for my own experience, I know that there are way more people that participate in gay business and keep it under the cover than what people want to admit to. And I think that anybody that's going around saying that Lil Nas X is promoting a lifestyle is stupid, because the lifestyle has been out there the whole time. It's just now Lil Nas X is making it possible for people to be who the hell they are in front of everybody. That's the only thing he's doing. He ain't creating nothing. He ain't showing nothing new. It's been going on all the time, okay? And I'm way grown. I'm older than you. And trust and believe, I know this, not because somebody told me, because this is what I have seen. And I don't have a problem with it. I'm not going to trip over a lesbian hitting on me. I realize I'm just her type. And I can tell her, now, baby, I don't go like that. You know, I'm betting for the other team and not be offensive and not think something wrong with
her. Then too, and outside of the gay stuff, again, like we were saying, I think that was mean and nasty to talk about people with health conditions, because you don't know who is dealing with a health condition, a chronic health condition.
He pissed me off so bad because I have people that were close to me that died from the virus. Okay? And people are still dying. You know, they run around talking about, well, I'll just take PrEP. I'll just do this. I'll just do that. That's HIV is still converting to AIDS and killing people.
Well, my whole thing is he should have been worried about who had the COVID, while he was jumping in a sea of people when nobody had masks on.
Yes.
And there was 25,000 people there. People are still getting the COVID with the vaccine. Oh, my God, I shouldn't even say that on this live. But anyway, yeah, child, let me get off here because you got me talking. All right, bye, love. We got to keep it moving. I love you so much. All right, 0386.
Hi, Armand. How are you?
Hey, what's going on?
I'm well. I'm a super fan of your show.
Thank you.
I just figured out this whole YouTube super chat thing, so I just sort of gave it a shot. But it's not usually what I wanted to donate to you. So I'm going to donate a little bit more without getting back on, okay?
Okay.
So I love your show. I'm down south. I'm from Louisiana. So
okay.
We are huge, huge Meg fans down here, you know. I love Megan Thee Stallion. She's very articulate. She's natural. She's young. She's growing, you know. And I think none of us, at a young age, sort of like especially the 20s and having so much fame, doesn't really know how to navigate these things, especially when you don't have those parental figures in your life, right?
Mm.
So we make those mistakes. So it's all about where we go and how we grow from them. And I think Megan is definitely growing. Megan is working for what she wants. Cardi is working for what she wants. You know, I love those girls. The baby, I'm not a, you know, I'm 34 years old. I'm younger, you know, they're younger. I'm not a the baby fan, you know. I think he's the type of man that you should stay from around, period. Whether you're gay or a woman, it doesn't matter. You know, mm-hmm. if you slap a female in a club or, you know, this whole you're not on size, but you bring out Tory Lanez and then you say, man, it's just, it's a whole lot of trolling. It's,
mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I think after this moment, he should definitely be canceled. Not to reiterate what you say on your show, but COVID is definitely killing way more than this other virus that was mentioning, you know,
yeah.
And I think that probably should have been the maybe more of a main focus. And whether you had a homeboy in the audience vibing to it or liking it or not, or your girl, that's not what matters. It's a respect thing. You know,
mm-hmm.
I think that's why I like Lil Baby more than Da Baby. I just
mm-hmm.
really learned the difference. But I'm a Megan fan. I am a Megan fan. And not to talk too long, but something happened in that vehicle. It was a cause and effect situation. Prince was on the gun. Gunpowder was on his hand. Kelsey didn't test positive. Meg didn't test positive. The bodyguard didn't test positive. You know, so everything sort of canceled itself out. Whether he directly or indirectly did it, it happened. And you shouldn't
mm-hmm.
have been acting that way. And you're a grown man. You know, who really weighs around guns? Surely, Meg may have said a few things, you know, like you're short, or blah, blah, blah. Yes, she got with him. It sounds like she have a mouth. But to react that way, it's too much. You know?
Yeah. Yes. All right. Thank you, Carla. We got to keep it moving because we've been on here for an hour. Thanks so much, Boo. And please, we'll see.
Thank
keep
you.
Watching. Keep watching. All right. Have a good day. All right. We got to keep it moving. All right. So 315-3152. I got to get you on here. 3152, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand. Can you hear me?
Hey, what's going on? Yes.
Nothing much. Well, just two things. One, I really want to answer to is like, why is the baby going this hard for Tory Lanez? Tory Lanez is not like,
right.
why is this like the hill he's willing to die on? Like, I'm so confused because it's like, you're willing to ruin your reputation, ruin your relationships over this guy. Like, he's
mm-hmm.
not great. He's not someone who could like make or break your career or what have you. That's one thing I really want to answer to because it's like, I'm just not understanding this relationship. And then a second thing is like something similar to what earlier caller said. It's like considering he's the one going around getting every other woman that he sleeps with pregnant and obviously not using protection, he should probably be worried about whether or not he's getting STDs rather than everyone else in the gay
right.
community. Because it's like he should be the last person, you know, speaking out against that or what have you or whatever he said. And people on Twitter are acting like you can't search the full performance and clearly hear and see that nothing he said could have gotten misconstrued. It was pretty simple, pretty straightforward what he said. It's not anything that you could have twisted. Like, you could search this on Twitter or wherever else and see the full performance and see that he said exactly what he said. So it's like, I'm not understanding why he would even come out. And another thing that I really want to point out is like, I feel like the saddest part about the situation is like, considering all the other stuff that he did prior, like with the, you know, I don't want to say what he did prior, but we all know
mm-hmm.
with the, you know, self-defense or quote unquote self-defense and everything like that. I feel like his label is just going to brush it under the rug. Like, 2 weeks from now, we're not even going to be talking about this because his label is just going to brush it under the rug like they do everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I kind of stopped messing with him once he started linking up with Tori. So I'm like, I can understand, like, saying, hey, like, I don't want to just, you know, take either side, but I'm going to, like, not promote either artist. But just going all out on the limb for Tory and this whole case is still pending, I don't understand why even do that. Like, I feel like his ego is so big and he feels like he's so untouchable because he's gotten away with so much.
Yes,
that he's willing to
I agree
do
with
and
that.
Say whatever.
I feel like the baby feels like he's invincible, and I feel like he feels like I can just pay for it, it'll go away, or we'll just ignore. Like, he feels like he's untouchable.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, and unfortunately people will support him, especially more people that are homophobic. They will go and make him feel like they understand. We're just reaching. We're being overly sensitive, and they understand that he didn't mean it. You know, so I don't think much is going to change from his attitude because, I mean, he's literally attacked people. He's literally hit women and gotten away with it.
Yeah, and it's like, I feel like if anything, this should be like the final nail on the coffin. Everything that he said about, you know, the gay community and, you know, AIDS and everything like that, I feel like this is where it's like we have enough reasons as of right now to just like go ahead and stop listening to DaBaby. And I feel like it could do some permanent damage. I feel like once you, you know, start making fun of or start touching the LGBTQ community, those white execs that work at Interscope.
Well, it wasn't even just the LGBT. It was just, it was the health. It was people that, I mean, it was so many people that could be affected by that stuff. So I think that was just nasty. But thanks, Blue. I got to let you go.
Finally. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye. All right. So Keza says, Armand, why did DaBaby jump feet first into the mosh pit? Well, maybe in case they didn't catch him, he wanted to land feet first. He wanted to have a better chance of, like, landing on his on his feet. I don't know, but he's crazy. He landed like he was ready to fight. But, yeah, child. So, that was that. Hold on real quick. We're going to take we might take another call. I'm just trying to see something real quick. Give me a second. Hold on. Y'all do, hold on. Get the baby troll out of here. Well, listen, that is the baby troll, or it could be his. Hold on, let's see. Let's see, because y'all are really trying. Why is it doing it? Okay, so then, why does it take me to this page? That's taking me to that verified music page. This looked like his page. It probably is that nigga page. That is his page. Because it keeps taking me to, that is the page. He's in here trolling and getting the key. That is a mess. It's not the troll. That's the same page. That probably is that thing I'm telling you. That's the page. That's the page. It's him. This is his page. It's his page. He's trolling because he doesn't think that you guys will believe that it's him. But it's a verified music page. That's his page. He's in the chat. He's trolling because he don't think that you'll believe that it's him. And you timed him out. That's what made me go look. I'm like, yo, that's a verified music page. That's definitely that nigga. Oh, well, it is what it is. What you said was some BS, and you know what you said. Okay? He said that. That's what he said, and that's your page. So, nigga, that's definitely your page. 0125, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Armand. So the only thing I just wanted to speak on was the baby speaking on the HIV and AIDS. And I want to speak specifically to black women about this.
Okay.
I feel as though for all the black women that are trying to defend the baby, I feel that is, I just wholeheartedly feel like that's a lot of cap. Black women, and I would know, black women are the number one STD holders in the world. That's us.
Mm.
So when you sit up there and y'all,
I mean, I don't
say,
know that to
oh,
be fact.
That is a fact, and I'm going to tell you how I know, Armand, because you know that NBA Youngboy situation? I'm in the same situation, and that's the point I'm making. How dare he call out, and how dare black women call out anybody in the gay community when it's so many NBA young boys, it's so many things going on within this community that heterosexual men are causing black women. So for any black woman to be defending that, you need to take a good look and a good step back into your life, because I wonder what black women would be saying if he would have said that about sex workers, or if he would have said that about the strippers, or if he would have said that about the ones who are sitting here getting cheated on. Or better yet, we want to talk about all this what's going on in the gay community. Let's talk about how black women in the whole black community, the straight black community, is idolizing India having to shoot somebody from in protecting herself because people are after dirt. Nothing about this is funny to me. Let's talk about how you brought Tory Lanez out after Tory Lanez is accused of shooting a woman. None of this is funny. And I definitely don't think that black women have any space to be up here defending this, because this is undefendable. Because he is, and I'm saying this because I know, the baby is the same black man that, like the previous callers were saying, that will come home with the clap, that will come home and you will find out that he's just out here doing any and everything, and yes, he does beat women. So at the end of the day, I don't want to hear any black woman out here trying to defend this man and coming for anybody pertaining to HIV in that gay community. Leave these people alone, because when you take a good look at what we got going on and what's going on with our stuff, it really stinks. And we have a lot of decisions we need to be working on instead of bashing a community that basically does nothing. Nothing has been done wrong. That was completely uncalled for. I was liking the performance. But then when he said it, I mean, I only found out he said it because you had tweeted it on Instagram last night. When I heard that, I was like, wait a minute, what? What does that even have to do with anything? Where did it come from besides, to me, a place of hate? And for everybody defending him, I believe you're coming from a place of hate and denial, and that's all I wanted to say.
All right. Thank you. That's true. I mean, that's right. But I just think that I think that it gets to a point where he tried to go on Instagram and he tried to say that we couldn't really see or understand what he said from a 5-second clip, when it's like, nigga, we watched
it
the
was strange.
Full show from home. You know
what
I'm
saying?
And so just like, but see, it's okay when we're praising you, saying that you had the best performance of the night. You're the best performance of the, you know, the best set of the weekend. Somehow we can gauge that from watching at home. Somehow we can gauge that from you jumping up, feet first into a crowd of people. But we can't gauge that you are being disrespectful from that same clip, from that same stream. It just, he said what he said. It was very distasteful. It wasn't even just about the gay community, because I think the gay stuff came out when T.I. brought Lil Nas X in it for me. It made it a big thing for me, because I personally don't identify HIV with AIDS, because, you know, I mean, HIV with gay people, because fortunately for me, you know, I'm not HIV positive, but I know people that are. But I know women that are. I know children that are. And I know gay people.
Exactly.
So it's not just about – so you weren't just coming for gay people. That was a community of people with viral diseases that didn't need to be reminded that they had that at that moment. That's already enough to deal with.
Exactly, exactly. And for him to try to be, like a last caller said, when they brung up that Danny Lee situation, backpedaling, now he's trying to backpedal. But you can't backpedal now, because you said that in front of everybody. Like, nobody's making this up, and it's very disheartening. I feel some type of way, because I'm somebody living with something, and my heart breaks to the people who are in that crowd or anybody who's watching and is going through something, living through something, and you had to get slapped in the face like that. And for anybody defending that, there is no defending that. And as far as the T.I., he definitely needs to worry about his cases and all the sex workers he hired and drugged and the cases that he has going on. He has a lot going on that needs to be talked about. A lot of things are being swept under the rug, and a lot of men are making these statements, and everybody's letting it slide. But look at the men who are making these statements. And that's just what I want to say. I don't want to hold you up too long. But
Thank you so much. All right, Chael. Well, I mean, we're getting to some things today. I mean, it's a legendary show. It's a lot going on in the chat right now. but I still stand on it, and I feel like we cannot support things like that. You know what I'm saying? And I just feel like Lil Nas X is doing this thing, and I don't understand, like Shadira said, why make statements about things you don't care about? T.I., why come and mention Lil Nas X to try to defend what the baby said? What the baby said was wrong, period. Hold on. I'm getting a text. Hold on. They said, oh, my phone just died. They said that the baby security guard really lives for the girls. So, yeah, let me take another call. Super chats to the top. So this the baby page says, I have nothing wrong with the LGBT community. They have my full support. It was just the idea of saying, you know, if you niggas wasn't in the back, you know, giving head, whatever. You know, it was that coupled with, to me, that didn't even really offend me that bad because I know that's how straight niggas talk, but it was coupled with the HIV, and you know, society likes to couple gay and HIV as one, and then for T.I. to come and throw Lil Nas X in it, it's just like, what's really going on here? Um, 4134, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Armand. Okay, so honestly, I'm all of this is new to me, you know what I mean? That's why I watch you, because you catch me up on all the moves. And honestly, this whole weekend, I care nothing about Rolling Loud.
Okay.
So, and then when you was explaining it, I just really want to know where that came from with Baby. Like, that was really, really random, because I actually went back and I watched the clip, because
mm-hmm.
of course, everybody posting it on YouTube. So, and I'm like, where did that come from? And then it really got me thinking, like, did something happen backstage? You know what I mean? Like, I feel like something happened, because that was, like, completely random. And then with T.I., for you to throw Lil Nas X in there, like, don't get me wrong, there was certain things that Lil Nas X may do that people may not agree with, but you know me personally, I don't care. He do what he do. But what I can respect about Lil Nas X is the fact that he's living in his truth. And the fact that T.I. wanted to call Lil Nas X about that, but this is the thing. This is a tricky thing. Don't all y'all kick it with P. Diddy? And hasn't it been rumored for years that P. Diddy is gay? So, and same thing with, don't y'all kick it with 50 Cent? And what happened to that girl that came out and said that 50 Cent like butt play? So all y'all kick it with these so-called straight dudes, but y'all want to sit up there and throw jabs at a man that's openly gay, that's living in his truth. And the thing is, y'all got a problem with what Lil Nas X did at the BET Awards, at whatever award show, then maybe y'all should just cancel the whole, you know, the sex sales thing. Like, just stop the whole ordeal. Like, okay, for the simple fact of how many years ago when Madonna kissed, was it Britney Spears or Christina Aguilera or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
On stage. And you got Cardi B making out with girls in her music video. Like, don't get me wrong. I have no problem with, you know what I mean, what people do. Like, yes, it does sell. But they want a specific type of sex to sell. So if you can get this type of sex, then you should get all the sex if you want sex to sell. So they have a problem with that. I just feel like that was real weird. I just honestly feel like something happened, and I feel like that was with the baby. I feel like it was an undertone.
Like I feel like that was a sub. That was a sub to somebody. The baby was subliminally digging at somebody.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
I felt like that could have been more a Lil Nas X did. Like, don't get me. Like, that could have been like that energy. Like, you know, these fruitcake niggas is out here really doing numbers.
Right. And they not used to that. Like, they used to, like I just said, they used to I feel like for some reason it's really weird. They probably more comfortable with the down low men like 50 Cent and P. Diddy, you know, them undercover gay men that they can sit at the table with, but an openly gay man just like, yes, I sleep with men, so what, that's none of your business. They still have a problem with that, which is weird to me. Because
yeah,
like I said, I can respect the openly gay man because he's living in his truth. But I can never respect the down low man. So y'all cool and y'all kicking and kicking it with these down low men in the industry. But when it's an openly gay man out here winning and he minding his own business and he doing what it is that he feels the need to do for him and his people, then it's a problem. I like T.I., but that threw me off. Like, dude, what did Lil Nas have?
Like T.I., you seem upset and pressed.
And I agree, exactly, and I agree with what the previous callers. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm not going to lie, I don't believe all the accusations against T.I. and Tiny, but you got your own little circus going on. You need not to be commenting on anything because somebody might bring something else out about you, and ain't no telling who or what it might be. So you just need to sit in your corner and read your book. But I don't know. I just felt like it was real random. And like you said, it was a subliminal. The baby most definitely was subbing somebody, but we just don't know who or what it was. I just feel like something happened and he just,
okay.
You know.
Hold on. Let me see what's going on. Cause I feel like there's a lot of, I'm getting a lot of texts right here. Hold on. Thank you, caller. Okay. So I'm seeing you host a good talk show, brother. And just a shame that my stupid actions led to me being the topic. Yeah, I definitely think it was him. Three, nine, eight. Oh, you put your whole thing in here. But yeah, make sure y'all subscribe to the channel because I'm like, girl, a lot of y'all watching, y'all not subscribing. Let's take this next caller. They talking about the baby. Call in. Yeah, call in. Call in. I'm here for a call in. Call in. You know, we're definitely here for a call in. Call in. This is, let's call in. First of all, call in and tell us what was the point of bringing out Meg and Tori in the Meg situation. Call in and let us know. I would like, this is what I would like to know because I was there. And I was the one live tweeting, talking about how good the show was. I would like to know what he's saying that we didn't catch from being at home. What didn't we see? What didn't we see from being at home? That's what I would like to know. What is the misunderstanding that we from home missed that they didn't miss in the crowd when you said what you said? However, we all seen that you had a lit performance. I was literally going up for the baby's performance. I was like, this is one of the best. I literally tweeted it. So how was it I was able to gauge that, but then I wasn't able to catch, you know, the other stuff. So I would like, you know, please let us know. That will be everything. 9002, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's the online?
Hey, what's going on?
The baby is trash. Him trying to double back on his Instagram story is no. The pick me.
What he said on his Instagram story.
That whole rhetoric on Instagram that you just watched, him trying to say,
oh yeah,
how he's talking about. He know his fans, his gay fans, and he's not talking about his gay fans. He's talking about the nasty ones. But it's like, what? You sound stupid. But anyway, he's just digging himself a deeper hole. The halfway acceptance, you can't say something like that and then double back and say you support the LGBT community. It doesn't work like that. That halfway acceptance is giving me very much so Uncle Tom, very much so I have a black friend, and they think, like, no. And for T.I. to bring Lil Nas X into this, he's trash. He needs to go worry about some cases, as everybody else said, the previous callers. And that's all I have to say.
Thank you so much for calling in. We got into some things. Ciao. What a legendary show today. Well, if we don't have any more people on here, like, y'all are trying to get this man to call in. He is not going to call into the show. But that was him. So the baby was definitely in the chat. That was his profile because I went to it. Y'all kept blocking him and kicking him out. But it wasn't a troll. That was actually the baby in the chat. It's YouTube. He's on there. He see what the people are saying. So, you know, he's seen it. Yeah, but he's probably not going to call in, guys. So yeah, that was that on that. We got into some things. Some of the she screenshotted. Shout out to Shadir. She screenshotted some of the things that he said that she, because she was blocking him. He said, because I don't want my family to get caught up in a problem I've created. Ain't no kids need to know about this. What? Y'all want free tickets to my next concert as an apology? Yeah, we do. No, we don't. Can you listen, we'll do free tickets to the concert if you apologize. The nigga didn't apologize. Then he says, you're a good host. But still there's no apology. He doesn't apologize. Why don't people like to apologize? I don't know. That is so crazy. Child, what a mess. What a mess. He was going to have to give us 2,000 free tickets, child. They didn't block him. Y'all blocked him? I hope y'all didn't block him. But all right. Well, I love y'all all. We got to see some things. And, well, this was a legendary show. And I will see you guys in the next video.